Hello, and welcome to Actually Live on Radio Reverb. Your community radio station for Brighton and Hove. In fact, this isn't actually live. This is a recording of Ed Cox, like a record. But this show is actually live. It is Saturday. Is it the 9th of February? I'm not sure. Anyway, something like that. But it is Saturday and it's about 5 o'clock. You may be listening to a repeat. It might be about 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, or it might be 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. And we are here in our Radio Reverb Borough, just under the Old Steen in Brighton. Not quite literally under the Old Steen, but sort of under a building next to the Old Steen. And I'm lucky, and actually really am lucky, to be able to have in the studio today a great Brighton band called Wildflowers. And they're going to be playing some tunes for the next hour or so, and then telling us about ourselves, about themselves. I say I'm really lucky because I failed again to organise anyone to be on the show this week. There's people booked in for next week and the week after. But so then, there we were looking at what was going on last night. And it said Ranelagh up St James's Street, free. And I thought, oh, that sounds good. And then it said Wildflowers. And then, you know, on the Brighton Noise, you can listen to people. And I listened to them. I thought, oh, great, I'm going to go up there and ask them to see if they can play tomorrow. And it'll be amazing if they can, because that's most unlikely. So I went up there and they said, oh, yeah, we'll be here. And here they are. So hello, Wildflowers, and welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hi.
Thank you.
So what are your names then?
My name's Siddy.
My name's Kit.
My name's James.
Oh, well, it's really lucky that you're here, because now we've got not just a live band actually in the studio, but a really good live band as well. You know.
It's a bonus.
It's always good. We were up in the, up in the Ranelagh last night. We were all chatting around the barmaid and the landlord and this guy. And the barmaid said, oh, not only are they really good, but they seem to be sort of really get on with each other really well. She said they have a really good camaraderie, which is a big word for a barmaid,
nice.
But that's really cool. And then the landlord said, yeah, you know, I see a lot of bands and they're really good. And then the other guy said, they sound, one of them, or someone sounds like Stevie Nicks, which is really good. And then the landlord said, that's really weird. As soon as you said that, my Shuffle MP3 player started playing Stevie Nicks. Anyway, that's just another little coincidence for the books. But you actually, though, sing mostly your own songs, though, don't you?
Yeah.
And very nice they are, too. Although it is in, if we said Stevie Nicks, that, you know, you do sound sort of in that sort of vein.
Oh,
a bit. Because you're kind of Americana, aren't you?
Yeah, I've always listened to country, so it's kind of...
You said country rock, did you, last night?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so now, dear listener, you will know what to expect. But let's start off with Wildflowers, with a song. What are you going to start off with?
This one's called Tell Them I'm Your Woman. And you're weak, and now you're standing on your own two feet. Yeah, you say you got nothing left to hold. Each night I think to myself,
tell them you're estranged.
Thanks.
I really must try and arrange an audience to, you know, because yeah. One person clapping always sounds silly. But still, that was absolutely brilliant. Tell them I'm your woman.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Wildflowers, actually live in the studio. And absolutely amazing. That's so great. So that's one of your own songs?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
What was that? That sounded like a sort of party popper or something.
We're always bringing them along.
Yeah, we always bring our party poppers along.
One band came in and they sort of like decorated the studio with like flags, prayer flags, and these kind of bright pink parasols and stuff.
Wow.
It was really kind of good. But anyway,
now we feel boring.
No, you've got your party poppers. It's your party water poppers.
Party water poppers. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good. I've never heard that before. Anyway, so Wildflowers. Now, I've not seen you before. I'm not even sure if I even knew that you were there until last night. But you've been a band for about a year. Tell us a bit about where you come from and how you got...
Well, I went to uni in Bristol, and me and James were in a band together for about 4 years, so we've played together for about 5 years now. And Kit is actually my sister.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Before me and James, we used to play together as well when I was like 16, 15. So, yeah, we're all kind of quite tightly knit.
All right, okay. So you two, James and Siddy, you got together and started playing.
Yeah.
And then... Kit joined in again, even though you were sisters.
So,
how did you all end up in Brighton? Did you say that?
I was living in London and it was really, really expensive. Mm. And Kit had moved up and our manager lives down here, so we thought it would be handier to be not running back and forward. So
right.
We decided to move down here. Mm. We really liked it though, it's really fun.
It's a good move for us anyway, and certainly for Radio Reverb. I think actually if you're ready, we could keep going with the music,
because okay.
Usually we chat so much and then there's no time to play songs and we're trying to fit them all in at the end, but let's have more songs.
Okay.
Yeah, we can, you know, we can obviously chat about stuff too.
So this next one,
yes,
is called Kicking the Habit.
All right, Kicking the Habit, Wildflowers, actually live on Radio Reverb.
I like my coffee strong, gives me the hit I want. It's sweeter than you like it, it's kinda wrong. I smoke my cigarette, it helps me to forget my weakness, your gain. No smoke without a flame. I will find you out through the cracks. There's a face in the crowd. I can't sleep cause I'm wide awake.
Whoa.
I won't dream when I'm in this state.
Whoa.
I'm lying around your place,
kicking the habit.
Shouldn't be here, and you know that. Snake bite and black. I will find you out through the cracks. There's a face in the crowd.
Whoa.
I can't sleep cause I'm wide awake.
Whoa.
I won't dream when I'm in this state.
Whoa.
I'm lying around your place,
kicking the head.
I won't dream when I'm in this state. stay. I'm lying around your place, kicking the habit. Whoa. And every bone I break, whoa, it's so complicated. Whoa. I'm trying, but I can't change it. Kicking the habit. Whoa. I can't sleep cause I'm wide awake. Whoa. I won't dream when I'm in this state. Whoa. I'm lying around your place, kicking the habit. Whoa. And every bone I break, whoa, it's so complicated. Whoa. I'm trying, but I can't change it. Kicking the habit.
Wildflowers live in the Radio Reverb studio. Actually, as we speak, it's coming up to 5:15 on Saturday, the something of February, probably 9th, we think.
I know that Monday was the 4th.
So. Oh, 4th, 11th. Yeah, that's right then, because Sunday will be 10th and Saturday the 9th. Yep.
Well done.
And we are supposed to know these things. You know, we're supposed to know the time. We can tell the time because there's a clock, but calendar, our internet is down at the moment, so we can't get the online calendar. So fabulous. It is whatever day it is, it's really good. It's a good day because hang on a minute, there's another one of those party poppers. Why is it that they go beep? I've never heard that before.
It's just a water bottle.
It's the water bottle crinkling and
uncrinkling.
No, that's really good. So Wildflowers, you said, you know, from oops.
Leave it alone.
City moved from
Bristol
to London.
And James.
Yeah.
I was living in Wales.
Wales.
South Wales, in the woods, in a shack.
Interesting.
No electricity.
Oh, cool.
And then I moved from there to a cupboard under the stairs in Brixton.
Oh, fantastic.
To be in the band. our house was already fully rented out, but Kit really needed to be in the band. Rather than staying on someone's sitting room where you're always feeling like you're invading people's space,
yeah,
I cleared out our cupboard under the stairs and made a
room. Oh my god.
Decorated it.
A massive house with a massive staircase, that sounds really small.
It was very small.
Normal.
You're basically Harry Potter.
It looked exactly like Harry Potter's cupboard.
I'm pretty sure Harry Potter had it more luxurious.
Yeah, she had a bookshelf.
So I was there for a few months.
Is dedication. Mm, that's like even worse than those Japanese people who sleep in those kind of capsule hotels.
Where, crazy.
You know, they've got at least 10 feet by 3 feet. You know.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, lucky things.
But hopefully in Brighton you've got more than that now.
I have.
Down here. Yes.
Blissful.
Okay.
Thank God.
Although we did all live in a one bed after that.
Actually, it got worse before it got better.
Okay, right. So you all shared one bed.
A one bed flat.
One bed flat. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I knew. I knew
that is a bit of Fleetwood Mac.
I knew what you said, but it did sound funny though. So. I meant one bed flat. I thought you meant one room flat, but this is
no,
right.
There was two rooms.
Two rooms, okay. Right.
Bearable.
Okay, but still, it does sound like dedicated and also close.
Yeah.
Together as well.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah, this is where the camaraderie comes from, which I think is great.
Probably.
Okay, so let's see now. Let's talk about the music now. Okay, so it's Americana. People call it now. Perhaps
is
not.
Is that what it is?
It's sort of modern Americana, or as you say, country rock.
Yeah.
Which is a specific thing. But the last time country rock was big was 1975.
Yeah.
You see.
Comeback.
Yes.
Maybe they're just calling Americana because country rock doesn't have a very good label, really.
Well,
does it?
But the thing is, I don't see why not. I used to love country rock. There was nothing wrong with it. You know, it did go a bit wrong. Country rock went too soft and too sugary.
No, I don't like that. Yeah,
no. You see. Right.
Into the wet stuff. No.
Well, I'm saying that because you know you don't seem very wet at all, which is kind of good.
It's a relief.
But how did you sort of get into it, I suppose, is the question. So how did young people like yourselves
I just always have done, really. I don't know. We've always had music around us, haven't we, Kit? And then James was a classic bedroom guitarist, I think.
Yeah. But did you discover this kind of sound on your own, or was it the parents? Because a lot of the time it's the parents. It makes sense if it's the parents.
No, our parents weren't really into it.
We used to spend a lot of time in charity shops, and we used to pick tapes that we like the look of, and I found the Beach Boys and Sid found Patsy Cline.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. So that's okay. Really where it started off. And
self-discovering in, yeah, in the charity shop. No, the charity shops are brilliant, you know, and, yeah, for everything, seemingly.
No one in my family liked country music, did they? It was kind of like my own thing, which I was like,
yeah,
so the £1 CDs from garages and stuff like that. We'd just have loads of them. I loved it.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So was it specific? Was it like Rebellion? Did your parents say not that terrible music? Why don't you listen to some bang?
Not at all, no.
What about the banging house music?
No, not
quite the opposite. No, they liked
it. They were supportive. Yeah, really? It was cheap music, wasn't it? If you're happy with a 50p tape, I think.
Yeah.
Any parents like that.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. Okay, so Patsy Cline, you say, and the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Right. There was one of these people on the telly. It was the Captain and Tennille. They were another sort of, you know, a bridge too far in terms of music. But he was in the Beach Boys, the Captain.
Oh, okay.
And she, who was Tennille, I think, she was going to be in the Beach Boys. She was going to be a beach girl.
Oh, wow.
But apparently it never happened.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Yes. Mm. And another, one more Beach Boy fact is that, have you seen the video of them playing on top of the pavilion?
No.
It's on YouTube, yes. Wow. Sometime around 1970-something, they came to Brighton, and someone had the brilliant idea of getting them to do a live video on top of the pavilion.
We'll have to watch it.
I'll show you after, yeah. It's really good.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah. So were you part of this kind of charity shop, you know, bedroom kind of thing? Or who did you like?
I'm a bit different. I like Led Zeppelin.
Ah.
I was more rock.
Right.
I was really into Metallica.
Right.
If to be honest.
Yes.
And all the rock, heavy Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
And Fleetwood Mac and all them sort of bands. But
am I detecting that you might be from where Led Zeppelin were from? Which is like the Midlands.
Midlands, yes. I am from the Midlands.
Yes, yes.
I'm from Birmingham.
Birmingham, exactly. Well, that's where Led Zeppelin came from.
Yeah, they did.
In fact, Birmingham should be called, you know, sort of Music City almost.
Exactly. Ozzy Osbourne.
And Yes, strangely enough. Yes. Yeah. And loads of people as well.
Joan Armour Trading
as well. Right, okay. Yeah. And did Steel Pulse come from there? Who did Handsworth Revolution? That might have been Steel Pulse. They were a reggae band as well. They're a bit more obscure.
UB40.
Like, UB40, yes. Anyway, we can make a longer
Birmingham
list. Exactly. We can make a longer list of all the great bands that came from Birmingham. Yeah. As you say, Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath are some of the biggest. But Led Zeppelin as well. So there you go, you see. Fine musical heritage.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, okay. Well, you see, that was another thing. Talking of Led Zeppelin. Sorry, I do tend to go on. This is where the time goes. But I used to like Led Zeppelin when they started off with, you know, with their heavy rock sound. And then they went all country and kind of not so much country, but folk. They went folky. You know, I was a bit, you know, put off. This isn't right. By the time they got to Led Zeppelin 4, you know, I was thinking, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Miss all the riffs.
Yes. But anyway, still. So, okay. So Led Zeppelin can because I don't know. There you go. It did. Everyone. Exactly. Everybody seemed to go folky in the 70s.
It seemed
like, you know, all those kind of rock bands from America.
Yeah.
Mm. I still like, what were they called? The New Riders of the Purple Sage. Have you heard of them?
They were great.
They were kind of psychedelic country band. They were offshoot of the Grateful Dead.
I'll look them up.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, right. Well, no, more music.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We can chat as we go. Let's get at least 5 songs and then we can chat more.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we've done 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so one more. Then. Let's go.
This one's called I Need to Hit That Road. I could think of you with her, but that only leaves me blue. I could walk around with my head held high, but the loneliness won't do. Since you went away, everybody's saying that it's fine. Since you went away, I have lost my mind. And when the sun beats down upon my face, I know I
there's rain at my door. I was drinking late when I saw your friends. How the tables never turn. Bet you didn't think that I would still be lying here, trying to put the smile back on my face. And since you went away, everybody's saying that it's fine. All I want is to cross that line. I got a California soul, so what am I doing here? I need to hit that
That's really great. Hit the Road, that was.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. That is Wildflowers, based here in Brighton now. Let's think. So, how did you get to learn to play music so well as that? When did you begin? And how did you begin?
We had to play music from, like, really young, as long as I remember, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What, you were made to do it?
Well, no, kind of. I don't know.
Well, at school, sometimes people are made to do it at school.
No, our parents, okay. Like, we had to come back from school and had music practice and stuff.
Well, good for them, because it worked.
We were heavily encouraged.
Yeah, heavily. Yeah, no, we were always supported. We didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
We didn't.
It wasn't against our will.
But we liked it.
That's brilliant. Yeah. No, but it worked. Good on you, Wildflowers parents. Well done.
Yeah, we loved it.
How about you, James? What did you...
I started playing guitar in school.
Right.
I had lessons at school, but my teacher was rubbish.
Right.
Lights went off.
Siddy keeps leaning on the light switch, which is kind of good. It's a kind of light show, you know. It's good.
Yeah, I learned at school and then just learned on my own, really, from 16. And then went to college and then went to uni and then met Sid.
Right.
Basically.
Ooh.
That's where my musical journey started.
Yeah. So, but no, like music school or anything like that.
We went to music college.
Oh, you went to music college? Oh, as well. Oh,
yeah.
All right. In Bristol.
In Bristol. Oh, yeah, we went to one.
What was that? It wasn't the Bristol BIM, was it?
Yeah, it
really,
was.
Really,
actually,
really.
It was the Bristol BIM.
Okay, cool.
That's really funny.
It was the first year it started.
Because you know, so many bands and musicians in Brighton, you know, start off in BIM here.
Yeah.
But so for you to come from Bristol and also have been to BIM there.
Yeah. We did it the wrong way around.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of ironic. Maybe there's some sort of homing instinct, or is it an exchange?
I've heard that Bristol and Brighton are supposed to be really similar, aren't they? So
I reckon. I don't know. Tell us, what's it like living in Bristol then? I mean, because they've in fact,
Bristol's just a little bit more scary.
That's, yeah, I reckon that's a good description.
I
yes,
love
yes,
it.
Yes.
And I was never scared there at all because everyone was really friendly, but when I moved here it's the safest place I've ever lived, and it's completely, you don't have to look behind your shoulder all the time, you just get used to doing that in Bristol. It's never, and it's never a problem, but here it seems very, very safe.
So that sounds nice. I mean,
but there's similar people and that kind of stuff.
Everyone's really friendly.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Bristol is a bit bigger, I guess.
Yeah. There's certain areas, I guess, that you just don't go to.
You're right, yes. Well, same here, really, as well. But but hang on, there's more musicians, more songwriters in Bristol per head of people than there are in Brighton.
Really?
Yes, I know. See, so since there's so many people in Bristol compared to here, there's twice as many people, I think. So you'd think that you'd be bumping into songwriters everywhere you went. Was that the way it was? Just, I mean, this has nothing to do with you, but were you surrounded by songwriters? Or how did that work?
There are.
Or did they
hide? There's so many people who call themselves songwriters.
I only really
knew
musicians in Bristol.
So many.
I can't remember meeting someone who wasn't a musician. I guess that's where you, places you hang out, I guess, means that.
Okay, that sounds kind of all right, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, then this is information from the Performing Rights Society, you know, where you record, where you register your songs you've written. Yep, they say that the more registered people in Bristol. And this is one of my favourite facts, that this place, Bristol is first and Brighton is third, and second is Chichester.
Wow.
You know, what we did here.
I don't even know where that is.
I know, exactly. It's a little tiny place, just sort of about 30 miles along the coast, towards Bristol, in fact. It's just like, it's got a cathedral, and it's got a...
And that's got more than Brighton.
It's got more songwriters per head than Brighton, yeah.
Wow.
We're in the wrong place. We need to move.
Well, it depends what you want, really, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of a big audience, massive audience for music over there.
Yeah.
Whereas you might get more of that here.
Yeah.
So, okay, how have you found then the Brighton musical experience?
Yeah, it's really good. It's quite easy to get on the scene, really, because you play like the top 10 kind of places, and then everyone knows who you are. So it's good. It's small.
Tell us your favourites then. Go on, your favourite places that you
so
play.
Kind
of places? Oh, tell
I like
us.
The also. Green Door Store. I really enjoyed that. I kind of like the atmosphere there. So
Green Door Store's really good.
Yeah.
Right.
The Hope.
The Hope,
we had a night at the Prince Albert as well, actually. Yep. We did a kind of country night for a few months.
It's just amazing. I managed to miss all of these things. No idea that this was happening.
Okay. I can't think where
Yeah, Prince Albert, Green Door Store, sounds good.
The Hope, I like The Hope and The Green Door Store. Really.
What about The Blind Tiger?
That's the one place we haven't been yet. We really want to go down there. Yeah,
Blind Tiger, listen, if you're listening.
Yeah. We want to play.
That's right, book them in.
Yeah, book us in.
Yeah, yes. We just drove past. There were like hundreds of people outside. I think they're having like an under-18s kind of thing. It was cool. It's good, yeah.
Yep.
Try and play there.
We need to get...
Indeed. Well, you know, I'm sure they would have you. They do. In fact, I've heard a country rock band there as well. In fact, that was like the first time I heard something that I would have called actual country rock was in The Blind Tiger. So they've got this, they've got this no indie music policy there. You see,
really?
Yes.
That's good.
No, I'm not like indie music, but it's quite funny. I was quite surprised when I went along and said, look, you know, I was inquiring about, you know, doing a gig. And he said, we don't have any indie music, you know.
That's funny, isn't it?
It's quite funny, yes. But anyway, but so you could play, yeah. Mm. Okay, so nice places to play. Let's think. Hang on a minute. Are you up for playing like little places, like little pubs, if anyone has got a little pub?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We'd just play anywhere.
So since we've mentioned that, how can people contact you to book you up then?
Okay, we've got a Facebook. Most people have Facebook, which is facebook.com/wildflowershq, and that's the same as Twitter, is /wildflowershq. But we also have a website, which is www.wildflowersband.co.uk.
We'll have to repeat that again at the end
for
people listening, because if you have just tuned in, this is Radio Reverb, your community radio station, and this is actually live in the studio Saturday 9th of February with Wildflowers the band.
Well, three quarters of Wildflowers the band, is that right? Or was the other chap, was he just a visiting, a guest musician?
We kind of have like so many different drummers at the moment. Oh. No, that was like our second time we played with him. He's really, really good. He's,
right, yeah. Is that a kind of This Is Spinal Tap thing? Do they die in bizarre gardening accidents or spontaneous combustion? Or
we'll leave it to your imagination. Yeah,
okay. He's part of the Wildflowers clan though.
Yeah, there's like a big, it's a big build, the family of people, which is just getting bigger and bigger.
I like the sound of that. Okay. Okay. Well, let's think. Obviously, we're going to have more songs, so stay tuned. But let's think what else. I mean, I'm sure we could probably fit in six altogether now. Seem to have quite a few.
Yeah, actually. We played for hours last night.
No, it was really good. I only got the last half of the set. But so do you all only do your own songs, or do you do covers? And
we do covers. Yeah. We've got a few. But I haven't written any down for today. I thought it'd be best to play our own.
Okay, yeah, well, exactly, yes. But if you were, whose songs do you do then? Because it's a tricky thing doing covers, I think.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you hear covers and you think, oh, that's, you know, why are they doing that old thing? You know,
cause, yeah.
And that's just, I listen to the record. But other times people play things. And I think the secret to the good cover is something that someone hasn't heard for a long time, but they really like.
Really like it, yeah.
And then also making it your own, like this, on the X Factor. Or doing it in some way different.
Yeah.
Well, how do you go about it?
Well, we did one last night, which went out. It was the White Stripes Hotel Yorba.
Oh, you did?
Which was their first single, and that's kind of country rock, and I really love Jack.
I always thought they were like heavy rock, funnily enough.
They're kind of country, though, aren't they? He's got the...
I obviously never listened.
I love them.
Okay.
So we did that, and Kit does some crazy piano and stuff. That always goes down well. Everyone always gets up dancing to that. What other...
We did a...
Wildflowers.
The Black.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Black Heart as well.
Ooh, what's that?
The Stooshy song that's recent.
Right.
Black Heart.
Actually, I'm so recent I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
It's like the new TLC. Yeah. Remember those girls?
Oh, right, okay.
But Wildflowers is a Dolly Parton cover as well, which is kind of like...
Right, yes. Yes.
When we first did it, it's kind of like where the band kind of comes from is that song. If you look up those lyrics, they're very... about what we're about.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a brave thing to do because, you know, Dolly Parton, for all her weird sort of vibe,
I love her
voice, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And didn't she write the songs as well?
She's an amazing songwriter. Yeah. She wrote I Will Always Love You by the one that Whitney sings.
She wrote that?
Yeah, she wrote that song. And Elvis tried to buy it off her and she for like not much money at all. And she was like, no way, not at all. And then gave it to Whitney and it's the biggest song.
How fantastic.
Amazing. I love Dolly.
Oh, there you go.
Dolly.
But I mean, you were mentioning these White Stripes people and these Stooshy. I mean, are there any other sort of like modern country rock bands that maybe there are? I just can't think. But you know, I always think of it as being an old thing. But maybe I'm totally wrong. Perhaps there's loads.
I mean, I think the White Stripes. Yeah, yeah. I think there's loads. I think there is a big scene for it now. Like you said, Americana. I think there is quite. It's massive in America, isn't it? There's so many.
Yeah. Americana, that tends to be a bit more banjo and kind
of, is it?
You know,
yeah.
I think, and fiddle and, you know.
A little bit bluegrassy.
A bit bluegrassy, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know.
Okay, well.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Oh, of course Taylor Swift, yes.
One Direction.
I'm sure I might have heard Taylor Swift once, but I know she is country. She is country,
country,
isn't she?
Pop.
Yes. Oh, and then there were those Dixie Chicks, the ones who got banned for being anti-war. They're really cool. They're from the Deep South and anti-war. Anyway, but that's
they sound cool.
Yeah.
But
look into them.
Yes. I don't know. I never really heard them either. Okay, still, let's press on and get another song.
Okay.
And then we'll be able to get three more songs in before 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And there'll be something else. And now we're going to have the accordion.
We are.
Yes, which is great. And this is cool because keyboard players can often play the accordion because it's a sort of keyboard on its side.
On its side, yeah.
Yeah, although you do have to squish it in and out.
Yeah, that's the energetic part of it.
But I love the accordion, but it's made a great big comeback recently in the last few years because, you know, there was no accordions in pop music for years and years, as far as I can remember. I don't know. But anyway, so it's great to see it back now. But also, strangely enough, these people who you probably never heard of, but they made, some people say, the first big rock and roll hit around the world, which was Bill Haley and his Comets.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah. With Rock Around the Clock.
Of course.
Was their big song.
It's a
but
classic.
The pictures of them, you know, their publicity pictures, one of them has an accordion in Rock Around. So the accordion was there at the birth of rock and roll.
There we go.
Never.
Loving your facts, Donald.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. So,
what should we have now?
This next one is called On the Inside.
Okay. Should we just go for it?
Yeah.
Everything's just so cool about you. Almost seems too good to be true. I never met anyone quite so great. Isn't there at least one thing that you hate? So a dig, real deep. Even check your words when you talk in your sleep. And I put real hard till I catch you off your guard. I love your clothes and I love your style. McQueen, I love your clothes and I love your style. I think that I could love you in a little while. You're good to go, but what I need to know is, are you beautiful on the inside? 'Cause sometimes when you're happy, it feels like sad. Drives me pretty mad. And if you're lonely, it's okay to cry, cry, cry. You don't always need a reason why.
Absolutely fabulous. What was that one called? I've forgotten.
On the Inside.
On the Inside. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Okay, so who writes the songs then?
All of us.
All of you together?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you all write the music. How do you do that then?
Sometimes, a lot of the time, I do it by just pressing record on like my
Mac.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to think of it. Yeah, I just press record and then just start singing and just see whatever comes out. And me and James sometimes go on for like hours doing this, and then we go back and backtrack, and there's some really good lyrics, and then you build a song around that.
Right,
it's really weird.
I heard that David Bowie does that as well. I didn't know that though. People just keep saying that to me. That's quite cool.
I didn't know that. I thought he basically got lots of random words out of newspapers.
I think he does that as well. Well, there's so many different ways, isn't there? But I think he goes for a walk with a dictaphone. That's kind of what we just sit in front of our computer and just play and play and play. And then sometimes we literally.
Sometimes it'll be a whole song and we'll just copy it. And
there's one song which we didn't actually change at all, lyric for lyric. It was just completely like made up on the spot.
It's really weird.
And then Kit, like sometimes we just all do lyrics and stuff together. It's just, or Kit or James comes up with a riff or something. Just.
Well, okay, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. Okay, so now you said something the other day which makes total sense to me. You said you had a manager. Which makes complete sense, but not everyone does these days. I mean, how did that come about? Did you sort of set out to find one, or did he or she find you, or?
I was in London, and my old band had kind of dispersed around the country,
right.
And I just sent an email to someone who I thought could help because I was like, I really want to push it further.
Yeah.
And then it just worked out at the time that he wanted to start managing again.
Right.
And so we just started working together.
Oh, so who was your old band, sir?
Sorry?
Who was your old band?
Oh, it was just like my own. It was like Sidney Bennett. It was just kind of solo stuff, but we had a band.
Band.
Never really thought of a name. We kind of always were like, we'll have a name, but it just got the Sidney Bennett band.
Yeah.
Well, that is a thing, because, in, what was it?
Dave Matthews.
So who's that?
The Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, never heard of them. Who are they?
Oh, you should check them out.
Okay. They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Now, I was thinking of Gillian Welsh.
Oh.
Because she's actually a duo.
Yeah.
She's her and this bloke. Mm. And I don't know what they had some name, but in Nashville, everyone said, you don't want to be whatever, it is, the Nashville sort of singers. You've got to be a girl.
Yeah.
Basically. So they changed their name to Gillian Welsh. The poor bloke, he has to become anonymous.
Well, in Bristol still, they book us Wildflowers, and then on all the posters they've got Sidney Bennett. They just refuse to admit that we've got a new band.
Well, that's kind of these people will realise, but surely they'll get the idea eventually.
They're beginning to. It's just quite funny. It's the toughest crowd to please, isn't it? It's your first fans, I think.
I guess so. Okay, I remember I went to Bristol, and I know it's only my holiday stories, but there was this pub, the only pub that I could find that seemed like in the centre of town near the dock bit.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's actually right on the dock, but round the corner from
the old Duke?
Yes, that's the one.
Really
yes, you
good
see,
pub.
That seemed like a nice place. And that,
really
they were,
great
they were,
pub.
They were really friendly.
Great.
Come in, and they had some blues music or something going on.
You can have rehearsals though. You can just rehearse on the stage on like a Saturday afternoon. They just let you play to people.
That is really cool. I've never come across that at all.
It's just like free rehearsal space in front of people who are drinking. That's a really nice area.
That is
got the Apple cider bar.
Oh, I didn't never find that.
It's a boat.
This was quite a while ago.
Wow.
I did like all that bit where you went along in the little water bus and everything.
It's really nice.
Anyway, okay. Never mind. Let's think. What else? Okay, so where do you want to go? This is the thing, yes, because obviously, you're going to go somewhere. But
America.
America, right.
Yeah.
So do you want to go and live in America or just tour? Or
bit of both, I think.
Okay.
I mean, we want to go everywhere. We want to go all over the world, really.
Of course.
I think our music... It kind of sounds like I think people always say that they do well in America. I've always wanted to go.
Indeed. Are there any indications of that kind of thing?
I think I've got to try it out here first and then see how it goes.
I guess so. But the thing is, though, it is always possible. There's that Danny Nichols. She used to be based in Brighton, and then she went to London, and she did this thing. She went on that Pledge Music and said, I want to go to Nashville and record my album, and she actually got pledged enough to do it.
Wow.
So she's just been to Nashville and recorded a record.
That's over exciting. There. Definitely going to go there, because Mumford and Sons did this tour on a train around America, and that's the kind of thing that we want to do, like a kind of buses, trains, silver bullets, going like old-fashioned kind of going around. That's what we really want to do.
Greyhound bus or something
old-fashioned rock and roll.
Get your own Greyhound bus. That's even better.
Yeah.
steam train.
Yeah, where you have your own carriage. It would be amazing.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. I look forward to the videos. That's fun. Okay, we've got 12 minutes and we've still got to fit in two more songs.
Okay.
I think so. Let's crack on.
Okay.
Indeed.
So this next one is called I'm Gonna Hit You With My Mandolin.
Oh, I like this one. I did it last night.
All right, are you ready?
Siddy. Siddy is now going to play the mandolin.
Yeah.
Oh, multi-talented. Mandolin, accordion and guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
I can't play my radio, and I can't turn on my TV, 'cause everything I hear makes me long for yesteryear. Oh, you don't connect with me. I just turned 24. To go back there, 'cause nothing now you can compare. I wanna travel back in time. I'm gonna hit you with my mandolin, show you how I make it swing. Everyone will know about it now. My mandolin will hit you there, you can feel it everywhere. Time for you to face the music now. Right now. Credit card, and I don't care if music's free. Don't you know you shouldn't play those games? I don't know how you get to sleep. Now there's a guy on Polydor, and there's a band on EMI, but they never keep it real. They never tell me what they feel. So what's the reason why? I'm gonna hit you with my mandolin, show you how I make it swing. Everyone will know about it now. My mandolin will hit you there, you can feel it everywhere. Time for you to face the music now. Right now. Now, I'm gonna hit you with my mandolin. I'm gonna stand up there accused. I'm gonna tell you about the protest songs. I'm gonna tell you about the blues. Don't wanna hear another weak excuse or a pathetic alibi. It's not enough to tell me about your news. I gotta hear the reason why. I'm gonna hit you with my mandolin. I'm gonna make the music bite. I'm gonna show you in my own sweet way that I'm ready for the fight.
That's right.
You think of me, I'll just do things my own way. I'm gonna get up here and play, 'cause I got things I need to say, for tomorrow is the day. I'm gonna hit you with my mandolin, show you how I make it swing. Everyone will know about it now. Can feel it everywhere. Time for you to face the music now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. I just couldn't have no clapping. That would just be
like. No, one's better.
Okay, better than nothing, I guess so. I mean, but that was really, no, that was really weird last night in the pub because there was hardly anyone there. No. What's going on? I mean, I know that there's about 20 people, 20 things to go to every night in Brighton,
I spoke to the Ranelagh and they said that they've been really like dipping. Said they've been there.
No, Ranelagh is nicer, I think.
I prefer it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been corrected now.
No.
I spoke to them and. Yeah, they said they've just been a massive. It's been empty, loads. I think it's just winter, isn't it?
It could be the winter. It's the economic squeeze or something as well. So I'm getting a strange whistling noise in my ears. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's because I've turned the microphones to music setting, and they can't cope with talking as well. I don't know. Anyway, the music sounds a lot better. But anyway, I do apologise if at home you're hearing a kind of strange whooshing wind noise. That's not an effect that we have in here. Although it could possibly be. So can people? So I'm just my Zoe. In fact, who's next door? She probably can't hear this at all. But she was just saying she was making a video, and they were having this kind of sort of wind effect. Like blowing her hair with like sort of hair dryers or things and slowed down, no, speeded up, singing speeded up so it could be slowed down so that her hair could blow in the wind. Anyway, that's possibly that would sound like what you're hearing now.
Yeah, okay.
So speaking of videos, have you got like on YouTube and everything?
Yeah, we've got some. We've got one. YouTube is the same. It's youtube.com/wildflowershq.
Right. Is that like a channel?
Yeah, that's a channel.
Oh, right, cool.
We've got two videos. I've been trying a bit of filmmaking myself recently.
Right, okay.
So there's one of them up there.
Okay. So we're going to have to try. We'll squeeze in an extra song at the end just to play it out with. But, I mean, is there anything that we've not said that you...
No.
Have you got any messages for the...
Oh, just come, if you enjoyed it, come down and speak to us and chill out. We're quite relatively new to Brighton, so we love meeting people.
So where can people see you then next?
If they go to our website, there's a shows page and there's loads of gigs up there. So
really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sticky Mike's Frog Bar end of Feb, isn't it?
28th of Feb at Sticky Mike's.
Yeah.
Fab. That's great. Okay. Catch them there.
All right.
But because, you know, get them quick because who knows where you'll be soon. But... So where would be your favourite place to play? Okay, you can say everywhere in the world, but also then in England, say.
Sorry, is it everywhere in the world?
Everywhere in the world and England.
I really want to play Coachella Festival in California. That's like where I really, really want to play.
Right.
Currently.
Okay.
And in England, Wembley.
Wembley, right. Okay, right.
Glastonbury Pyramid Stage.
Oh, Glastonbury Pyramid Stage, right. Okay, or Wembley if... either one, right.
Simple,
yeah. So, Kit.
Oh,
where
me.
Would you? Where? Yes, oh, where would you like to play?
I quite fancy Edinburgh Fringe Festival for a laugh.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival, yeah. Why not?
Yeah,
that sounds good. Yeah. James, how about you?
I'd probably go Secret Garden Party.
Ooh, nice. There we go. That's nice variety, a spread.
All festivals.
Although I also do fancy this festival that's happening in Lewis with Mumford and Sons. So it's in July or something. That would be good
Mumford
if we could play that.
Sons in July.
Yeah, if anyone knows, anyway.
Really, in Lewis?
Yeah,
really?
Interested in playing that.
Wow, okay. So if the organiser is listening, though, that's just the alarms. Every time everyone sets an alarm anywhere in this building, it bleeps in our hall, and it's really weird and off-putting. Anyway, what have we got? Here we've got 3 minutes left.
Okay,
I think we should play out with one more last tune.
So this kind of sums it all up. It's called Another Million Miles. It kind of sums up what we're all about, really.
Wildflowers. Oh, sorry, Wildflowers. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Great pleasure having you on Radio Reverb. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's go.
You said to me in an American diner that you would take me to North Carolina, 'cause I told you all I wanted was to see Tallulah sing. I wanna dance and I wanna travel. I wanna see how this
plane had empty seats, so you thought you'd come around to see what's going down. Never gonna leave you on the deck, never gonna take a rain check when you're around. You get one shot, maybe if it's true, I'm here to ride with you, I'm here to ride with you. You get one life, it's killing me inside, maybe if it's right, I'm here to take the ride. I got another million miles to drive with you. What surprised me most was that it was the first time I really ever felt free. You get one shot, maybe if it's true, I'm here to ride with you, I'm here to ride with you. You get one life, it's killing me inside, maybe if it's right, I'm here to take the ride. I got another million miles to drive with you. I've always wanted to drive to New Orleans. I've always had California dreams. I grew up in an English town. I never knew what else was around. I never loved that Mersey sound. It's no point in hanging around. To drive with you.